Michael Ian Black's a comedian, actor, writer. On TV, you've seen him on The State, on MTV, and Ed. Movies include Wet Hot American Summer, The Baxter, Septuplets. Books, his children books include the award-winning On Board, I'm Sad and I'm Worried. His books for adults include the memoirs You're Not Doing It Right, Navel Gazing, and the essay collection My Custom Van. Black also co-authored with Meghan McCain, America, You Sexy Bitch. His podcasts include Mike and Tom Eat Snacks with Tom Cavanaugh, Topics with Michael Showalter, How to Be Amazing and Obscure, and I'm welcoming Michael Ian Black to my show today. A Better Man, a Mostly Serious Letter to My Son. You've written a number of books for children. What led you to this specific moment in this book for your son?
Well, my son was about to graduate from high school, and I wanted to have the kind of conversation with him that I was never able to have with my own dad about being a guy out in the world. And so I wrote this book.
I've read a significant chunk of the book. A lot of this is about your journey to your adulthood, I guess, on some level. And I a number of these experiences I want to talk to you about because I've lived a lot of them, specifically driving your kid home from the hospital. Is it awkward going into that part of your life with your child at this point or no?
Awkward in terms of what? Like,
I mean, is it an uncomfortable conversation or is it something you were comfortable with?
No, I'm totally comfortable having conversations about really anything with either of my kids. Mm-hmm. Maybe less comfortable on some topics than others, mm-hmm. but if they have a question or if there's something I feel like I want to convey to them, I'm more than happy to do it. I think it's part of the job of being a parent is sometimes, swallowing the uncomfortable and just letting them know what you need to let them know.
How men and boys communicate, and sometimes it feels like our society has left us with just the two channels that you've mentioned in the book.
Well, the two channels that you're talking about are anger and withdrawal. Those seem to be the emotions that guys are allowed to have. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because, we're conditioned to project strength at all times. We're conditioned to project toughness. And when you project strength and toughness all the time, it means that you can't allow yourself to express joy or sorrow or vulnerability. And the way you combat it, I think, is with your kids is by modeling the behavior that you hope that they will somehow, display themselves as they grow older. So that means, as a dad, that you have to express fear and joy and sorrow in front of them and let them see it and walk the walk. It's not always easy. I mean, I was raised to react in those same ways with anger and withdrawal. My go-to is withdrawal. Like, I get really quiet when I get uncomfortable. So I've had to learn how to overcome that.
One of the things I talked about is the bringing your child home from the hospital. You've actually gone to the two scariest moments, I think, in a father's life. That moment you come home from the hospital and you realize, wait a minute, there's another person I'm responsible for. And then And then that moment they walk away from you in college, and kind of both encapsulated in this book.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing, I think I feel less scared about him leaving home because now I know him. I'm like, oh, I know this guy. I was living with him for the last 18 years, and I think he's going to be okay. You worry, of course, because you're letting them out into the world without you. But we have cell phones, we have Skype, we have ways to keep in touch. But yeah, it is nerve-wracking. But I feel much more confident about his ability to live on his own than I felt about my ability to take care of him as a newborn.
You jump into the book and you talk about, your early childhood experiences, your father passing away when you were very young, and he was very young, frankly. You don't have a model. So where did you go for it? Was it out in the world? Is there somebody else in your life that modeled it for you, or did you just have to find your own way?
I really had to find my own way. I mean, I grew up with my mom and her partner, they were in a lesbian relationship, and they both had a lot of their own issues around men. They had a lot of anger, and I didn't have a consistent male role model in my life, and I really felt like I lacked that. That's not to say that women don't do a great job every day of raising boys. They do. They do an amazing job. But I also felt like a keen awareness that I didn't have a guy, an older man that I could kind of look up to and just sort of see how he moved in the world. And I wish I had. I think it would have made my own transition into adulthood a little bit easier.
The book's due out September 15th. Where can they find it first, and what's the easy way to get it for them?
You can find it anywhere that you buy books. It's called The Better Man, A Mostly Serious Letter to My Son. If you have a local bookshop, I would recommend going there first because I support local bookstores. But certainly Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any one of those will have the book, and I hope people get something out of it.
Are you going to do an audiobook? You're going to read it, or you're going to have somebody else do it?
Yeah, there's also an audiobook of it.
Was that weird going into a studio and kind of reading aloud your own book, or was that – I mean, I've talked to a couple of people who've done it, and it seems like everybody reacts to it a little differently. I'm used to talking to myself for a living, so.
I've done it before, so I was used to the process, but it is – it's tiring, man. You get into a booth and you have to read aloud an entire book, even if you wrote it. It's tiring.
And then if they want to find out, I mean, obviously touring kind of not a thing right now. I don't know if you're doing, you know, Zoom or anything like that as far as shows go, but they want to find out more about where to find you and what to do, where should they go?
Well, I live on Twitter, so if you want to see my musings about the world, you can find me at Michael Ian Black on Twitter.
Okay, sounds good. Michael Ian Black, his new book is out. You should go get yourself a copy of it. I'm about halfway through, frankly, and enjoying it quite a lot. A Better Man, A Mostly Serious Letter to My Son. Eye-opening, and if you're raising a kid, maybe a couple things that will improve your life and their life, too. I appreciate you taking the time today, sir.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it.